the 10th, 2022. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradiomirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua. Then we have an announcement and we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Amina Bey and her family is asking that you join her to support our cousin Tamina Nasari McCleary. We continue to pray for her recovery, and we thank you in advance for your generation or your generous donation. Good Lunch Hood, pardon me, lunchgood.com. We need assistance for home modification and accessibility. So we ask that you make a donation to our beloved sister. Tawheed and God, God in matter. The Quran, Surah 42, Ayat 11, there is none like Allah. As Muslims, we believe, first of all, in the unity of matter. And we believe, and when we say matter, we mean the whole cosmic order. Everything in existence that religious people call creation. We believe in the unity of matter, and we believe that oneness is a reflection of unity of God, as we call it in our religious language, Tawheed. Tawheed begins with the belief that there is but one God and everything else is in its existence because of that one God. His existence has no beginning, no end. He is eternal, without beginning, without end. He is without change. He was, he is, and he will always be that. In our religion, we are taught that nothing can even begin to approach him to change him. He cannot be changed. Nothing resembles him. There is no image for him, as it says in the Quran, Lasso Meslihu Shay, translated, there is nothing at all. And Meslihu is also a common expression in the Arabic language that simply means likeness. So there is nothing at all existing like him. So the prophet left with us a sense of great importance for the human being who accepts that kind of focus, that kind of way of viewing the external reality and their own reality, man's reality, a very, very special role for man. It lifts us with a sense of great importance that man in this vast universe, if he devotes himself to the service of God, satisfying what God requires of him, working for God's aim and God's purpose in the material and human world, that his freedom is unlimited, and also the tools, the resources by which he will advance himself, the society and the world of man, are also unlimited. God says he made useful to be of utility whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth, the sun, the moon, the elements, the natural forces, everything created. He has made it to yield service to human society. Because of that belief, man of the Enlightenment expanded their vision, their intellect, and worked hard to improve the state of human society. Utilize the natural sciences and the human sciences for that purpose. So this is what accounts for the greatness of the early community of Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. It's scientific advancement. It's human advancement. It's great excellence. And this is what accounts for the excellence of the Western society and also, as I mentioned, the Jewish enlightenment that came before those two. Industry before civilization by the primitive man. It is very important then for us to preserve that focus on the historical development of knowledge. Industry did not begin with this enlightenment. It began before this enlightenment. In fact, industry began before there was civilization. Primitive man, notice how certain things happened in his particular environment, and he understood it. He was able to cook his food with fire. He was able to make tools and weapons out of iron. And he was able to make vessels to sail the seas and do many things and practice medicine. So this major enlightenment for man that accounts for the greatness of man and the world of man is not the beginning of science, matter. It is the beginning of a certain definite, specific way of looking at matter. So the role of the matter, the role of man in matter, and most of all, the theme of matter, seeing the aim in matter and believing that there is a God behind it, that is what accounts for the great civilization we call Islamic civilization, Judaic civilization, and Christian civilization, and there were others. Pure, human, spiritual is pure. We don't believe that there is some science other than that. Spiritual science are all a part of the unity of sciences. Muslims, though we can't explain something, that scientific matter, spiritual matter, and human matter, it does not mean that they are not the pure science. We believe that all these sciences are pure. They are not pseudo sciences, not half sciences. They are all full, pure sciences within its human spiritual material. We believe there is only one knowledge and one truth, and everything else is just a form, expression of it, and God is the creator of it all. So we don't have a division or split. On one side, there is a spiritual society on the one side, and the material sciences is in conflict. There is no conflict for the sciences with Muslims. The sciences all share a unity. Religion, interfaith must work together. Jesus and Muhammad will be seen together. The Quran, Surah 42, Ayah 13, all prophets had same religion. El Hadith, page 4, 82 and 642 W, Jesus Muhammad from the same grave. Palms, 84, 6, Valley of Becca. So Prophet Muhammad said also, there will come a time when you will see Jesus Christ and myself together. Prophet Muhammad said that there will come a day when the people will see the two messengers of God, Christ, Jesus, and Muhammad together. I believe that time is now. Our world is one, and for the first time, the great religions are realizing that they have to work together and benefit from the knowledge and purity and wisdom and courage of each other. We can't do it alone. We have to benefit from the great blessings that God has bestowed upon us separately. We have to benefit by working together. We are realizing that for the first time, Mecca is supporting dialogue with Christian leaders of the world. For the first time, that has happened. So we are definitely living in a day of religion, a new day. And I believe that the world will see those two great figures together in this day and time, Muhammad and Jesus together in the last days. The Quran, Surah 42, Ayah 13, Prophet had same message. The Quran, Surah 23, Ayah 51 to 52, Prophet of One Brotherhood. El Hadith, page 482 and 642W, Jesus Muhammad from the same grave. So Muhammad, the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said that you will see, meaning the future world, the people to come, I and Christ Jesus again. Now, what does this mean? They are going to appear in physical form or appear visibly at the end of the world? No. That is the simple expectation, the expectations of the simple-minded. What does it really mean? It means that those people who were in opposition to Al-Islam, to Quran and Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, from Christianity, with one day, not them of that time, but those Christians of the future time, will come to see Muhammad and Prophet and Christ Jesus, peace be upon them, in agreement with each other. Prophets had same message. God did not send prophets and messengers to disagree with each other. None of them disagreed with each other, if you understand the messages. They all are in harmony with each other, and they all were advancing the same thing, the way of God for mankind in community life. The Quran, Surah 42, Ayah 13, Prophet had same religion. Muslim, a person who tries to live the best of their nature. Prophets all were Muslim. What is in the Quran and what Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, establishes above what I teach or I establish. What do I teach every time I come here? Quranic Arabic, Islamic study, and comparative religion. Not just religion. When we say comparative religion, we mean just what we are saying. We are comparing the religion of Al-Islam, but I mentioned something other religion, even Buddhism. But we are comparing Al-Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. And that is the reverse. It did not come in that order. First, the Jews received the religion, claimed it for themselves, and claim that all prophets should be Jews. And we do not agree with that. Those prophets are not Jews. They are all Muslims. Prophet Muhammad was a Muslim. So Muslim means a person who tries to live the best of their nature and excellence of human nature and believe in a supreme power over all things. He tries to live the best of his human life or nature, and believers in something above creation. Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was a Muslim before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him. And if you do not know that, you need a lot of help. I will ask Imam Donnell Kareem to help you because I won't be here long enough. If he was not a Muslim, what was he? He didn't accept the worship of the Arabs. He refused to worship idols, and he lived the best of his human nature. The prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said every human being is born Muslim, and the circumstances the child is put in makes it otherwise. So Muslims are talking about something inherent, the human excellence that everybody has. I could debate anybody who wants to debate me. I'm not talking about here. Anybody in the world and prove that they are wrong when they say these people were Jews. I can prove that I'm right when I say they were Muslim. So mother, we are written in her womb. The Quran, Surah 43, Ayah 4, mother of the book. And verily, it is in the mother of the book, in our present high, in dignity full of wisdom. So even the Quran is an expression of nature called the Word of God. But God lets us know that these words are in the creation. He says they are ayats in you, ayats in the heaven, ayats all between the heaven and earth, ayats in the earth, ayats in the human, yourself, ayat, versus ayats, plural, from the form of the word. And then he refers to the mother of the book, says it is in the mother of the book, that nature that he created, the mother of the book. So just like we are an expression out of our mothers, born in our mothers, nothing written, what I mean, no human design. But in our mothers, they are formed the human design. And we are written in our mothers, philosophically speaking. Then she produces, which he had in her computer. It comes out a finished product. So revelation is creation, man inspired to bring it out. The Quran, Surah 30, Ayah 30, don't make changes on the nature made by God. So it is the same way for revelation. Revelation in God's creation, and man and every God has the power by a man and bring it out. So there was a lot of that statement in Quran. Dean of Fitra, Leiti, Fatirin, Nasiya Aleha. It is the religion of origin. Fitra simply means origin. So Ruku says, glory to my Lord, the mighty, not the great. The Quran, Surah 43, Ayah 13, Allah subjected creation to man's use. So there is the expression in al-Islam, and it is a prayer, Subhanallahi Shakira La Naha Haddaha Wa Minkum Na Lahu Mukarinin, translated, glory to God, who brought this into our use, and we could not have achieved this by ourselves. And when we say from sajda, position in prayer, don't we say Allahu Akbar? And when we are in ruku, we say Subhana Rabbil as theme, translated, glory to my Lord the Mighty. Why is the word mighty used? Someone has translated recently not as mighty. They say by mistake they translated into English as glory be to my Lord the Great. The term for great is Akbar, as seen is mighty. Why use the term the mighty and not the great? Because man has been trained by man who looked him away, who, pardon me, who took him away from worship of God to bow to them, because they are mighty men, mighty kings, with mighty army, mighty empire. So God is telling man, no, they are not mighty. Your God is mighty. So when you place your hand on your knees, where the biggest muscle in your body is connecting, right behind the knee, going up towards your head, the thigh muscle is the biggest muscle in your body. It helps you stand up. And when you run, ride bicycles, and when you become gymnast, it gets real big. In scripture, it says, it shall be written upon his thigh, the trustworthy, the truthful. So who is the fulfillment of that? Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. So if you have a problem with that, you are going to really have a problem before I finish. The Quran, Surah 43, Ayah 14. To our Lord we must return. Return is muskali bun, equals return. The word heart equals kabun, and in it we feed it to go to God. And what is carrying us there? It is the heart. Because wrong attitudes, your heart really influences you to miss the right way. Whatever we do, we can't have a human response before it first registers on the heart. So man's first response is spiritual. The wise, the intelligent response, and first and make of the heart and the soul. So heart represents consciousness. Soul represents the nature. So first the heart is involved, then later the brain is involved secondarily. So when we say heart, we mean spiritual concerns, no matter how quick the response is. So Quran, Surah 43, Ayat 19, question what God revealed but not own self. Hadith, see God, nature, Abraham's second father, intellect. So one father followed the nature and the other father followed the direction and the intelligence. So let me make that perfectly correct. One father, they directed in the nature, the other father followed in direction in the intelligence. Yes. Now, whoever has seen himself has seen God. The logic is this. This is you. You see yourself. You know that yourself, you could not create that marvelous creature, the human person with all the properties and faculties you have. You know you couldn't create anything like that. So the more you discover yourself, the more you are convinced that something did this. I couldn't do it. And this is no accident and something intended for me to be like I am, to have these abilities and to be this and to be, have this curiosity and to have this desire to know my performance in this world, to know my calling in this world, to know my purpose on this earth. Something has made me like this. Abraham went away from everything like Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him did, like many of the searchers did. They went away from everything. And he set out in the bare land, away from houses and people, and he did it in the evening. He began to watch the heaven, and he saw the stars. He saw the rational mind wants to find consistency. And there is not consistency in different gods. There is consistency only in the one God. Because the universe, the picture of matter, shows uniformity, shows consistency, shows universal law, universal law. So he was looking for something that could support that universal theme for all matter, that universal unity for all matter. He was trying to find one that would be responsible for this system of matter that shows a unity of purpose, an existence, a unity of purpose, an existence in a system that held one system, that he held it all together. Transparency, struggle to see essence, true self. What is in the new expression now in higher intellectual circles, especially of the God-fearing people, God-fearing educated people? They are expressing transparency and an expression that says what we are striving for is transparency to get rid of the physical picture and see the true essence, striving for transparency. Not only does relations have body, pardon me. Not only does revelation have body, gross body, and transparency, but also the human person. So you have gross body and transparency, and your transparency is the true you, not your gross body. So I mentioned my photo. They have my photo, but they don't have a picture of me. The true picture of me is to know me in my spirit, in my mind and in my actions. That's the true picture of me. And that's transparency. It's invisible. So when God says he made us in his image, it means that your true image or your true picture, pardon me, is not concrete. It's not physical. Your true picture is invisible, transparent. And he has given us or given to us of his attributes. Like he's merciful. He has made us to be merciful, created us to be merciful. Like he's generous. He has created us to be generous. Like he's holy and does not accept corruption. He has made us to want holiness and to reject corruption. He has given us of his own attributes. He's intelligent and all intelligent. And he has made us intelligent. And to be intelligent. Business, paycheck, check, creative potential. The Quran, Surah 43, Ayah 32, we raise some to command others, Tay check is something to check pay. And what does check mean? Hold back, prevent progress. Now, you who get the paycheck, isn't it a way to containing you and your creativity, your productive potential? Isn't it a way of containing you as just a slave market they call the labor market? But the man who has the bank book, he writes his check. That isn't a paycheck. That is a bank check. Person check, etc., right? So they bring us from slavery and they bring us into what they call the modern industrial world. But their language tells me that they have the same slave pattern, the same slave structure for me that they had before. But they have upgraded it. They have sophisticated their slave gig for containing me, called a paycheck. So we don't want paychecks. We want community. We don't want a paycheck. We take them as long as we have to. We don't want a paycheck. We want an Islamic community. We want industrial people, business people. We want people who have the courage to take the lead in the cultural life of their own community. We want people who will take the lead in the economic life of their own community and work hard to make their people less and less dependent on people who give them a paycheck. Boss, no paycheck, only the masses. So they say, are you on a fixed salary? God didn't create me to have my salary fixed. God says he multiplies and rewards. God created me with the ability to get more and more income. How come I have to be fixed salary? See the terminology? It is the terminology a slave master. The bases don't have fixed salary, pardon me. The bosses doesn't have fixed salary. The industrialist is not on a fixed salary. They don't have paychecks. Who is this for? The masses. Isn't that reason enough to suspect that society, what do you want to do? Go back to them, continue to be their willing slave? Or are you going to tell them, we have a new head on our body, speaking with a human voice? It alerts, awakes, responses, and responsible. So the Quran, Surah 44, Ayat 1 and 59. Chapter 44 refers to 144,000 saints. 12 plus 12 equals 144. Time, not 12 plus 12 times 12 equal 144. The righteous are going to be universal. Don't bother yourself and don't bother me. You know I read that surah. I read the Holy Quran. You know more. I've read it more than once. But I read that surah, and do you know the feeling I got before I was like two-thirds through that surah? That surah has based upon at least revolving about or around the statement of the Christians in the Bible of 144,000 saints. So I am sure the number 44 chapter, it has reference to that saying in the Bible and of the Christians, then 144,000 will be saved. Spending will be the saints. And 12 times 12 is what? 144. So 144,000 is universal. That is what it is saying. The righteous are going to be universal. That is what 144,000 says. They are going to be universal. So they are not going to be the local-minded, but global-minded, 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. They are in the 12 a.m. because they are the saints, and they are working with their brothers and sisters to make the world better, hundreds and 44,000 will be the saints or the stars. It means the saints too. So man, Satan used him to get lifted up. There was a big den who offered his assistance to King Solomon on MVP, and King Solomon refused to accept his help that he offered. He was not comfortable with it. He had moral problems. There is no jinn mentioned anywhere bigger than Satan himself. So he is the biggest of all the jinn. And the answer is given in the scripture to your question. Satan seduced the original man out of his original nature. And he hasn't stopped working. So when he approaches the man, he was nothing but a snake crawling on his belly. And he did not have anything to lift him up. But he said, once I get this man, through this man, I am going to be lifted up into the heavens. So Satan is the boss, is both the jinn and in the people. Nas, people, means dislike, is motivated by kindness and goodness. Home people is a common word for people of human beings standing erect. Yes, sir, so from the jinn and the people, but the Satan did jinn. He has now gotten into the people. He is both in jinn and in the people. And the people, the Arab world, used for people, it does not just mean social community like we think people are. It means this life is motivated by kindness and goodness. So they promote kindness and goodness amongst people. That is this Arab world. Word for people. There are different Arab words for people, such as qawm. Qawm is a common word for people or human beings standing erect. So the Satan does not want to be people. He already has them, pardon me. The Satan, he does not want the bad people. He already has them. Those are the good people, because they are the ones that are in the way of his plan. His plan is to discredit all authority so that you do not have any authority. He does not even want you to believe in him. You just want you to believe in nothing. Just reject all authority. Think you are free in your own opinion, your own mind, is all you need to rely on. Exactly. So through the good people, he can corrupt the world. But if the good people are left to be armed with their natural righteousness, etc., he knows he is not going to be successful. But if you can get them, and you know the Satan, if you look at his challenges in scripture, and for us in the Quran saying that this creature you have made is not better than I am, and I am going to prove it. I'm going to defeat that what you want me in him. So you are going to help him, but I am going to defeat him. And he says only those ones that have committed themselves to you, those are the ones, or those are the only ones I won't get. And what it means is this, only the ones that has been guided successfully to you, and they have come into your light, may have come into divine light. So these are the seers. But those who have not become seers, I'm going to get every one of them, he said. Only your divine light can protect them. And look what he says he is going to do according to the Quran. And the Bible is going to cause them to give up their righteousness and follow his plan for human life. Because when he suggests to Adam, the original human type, how we should think, all of us who brought that thinking or buying that kind of mental makeup or reasoning, we have now become his children. We are not the children of Adam anymore. We are the children of Satan. And when you look at the conclusion of this world right now, where people, even our leaders, our government leaders, you look where mankind is now, how they were, Jesus Christ was trying to get them, Dr. Martin Luther King. No. Are they where Muhammad was trying to bring them? No. They were there where Satan said he was going to take them. That is what they are. That is where they are. Right where he said he was going to take them. So will they say only a few will be saved, 144,000, will be the saints? That is not many out of the billion. We have 5 million. So Quran Surah 44, ayah 10, day brings a smoke. So pollution first starts in the heart and the mind of the people. When it builds up, the people lose moral vision and let the world go. Don't care about the damage that the creatures around you influences on you, on yourself, or your children. Hollywood brings out mind-crippling movies. Recording industry produce lewd music to destroy your community. So this pollution is waste from material accumulation. Auto factories, the society has become so concerned about accumulating that it has lost all sight of this deadly threat. Blacks, like a child, neglecting your responsibility as a people when you let the Caucasian man check everything while you do nothing. The violence, filth, moral deterioration, vandalism in the black community. Over the last 10 years, done so much damage to our community that it may take a generation or two to recover. The financial losses, human morals, and youth losses of the civilized society has filtered everywhere that are filtering the thing that comes into society. If the people see direct on the filter, pardon me, if the people see dirt on the filter from entering their environment, and they go and check the source of the dirt, look at the violence, immoral film, the evil mind manipulators that put into black minds and hearts, even though you don't see them, they mentally and physically crippling our people through words and film. What happened when the rulers of society feel that your community has become an enemy to them? Or when they want your community for themselves? They let every destructive kind of thing come into your community. But they work secretly with each other to make sure that they and their children don't become destroyed by the things they are letting come into your community to destroy you and your children. So every kind of terrible, demoralizing, and destructive thing is being allowed into the society. As a result, the society as a whole, both Malawian and Caucasian, has lost confidence in their leadership. Culture. When you follow cultural influences of this society blindly, the fad, the music, etc., they might be leading you like rats, dogs, no telling what your description might be. Cultural influences have power to lead creatures on a low level. They can catch and draw you, include your style of dress, thinking pattern, style of your thoughts, style of activities, or the nature and the character of your activity. We're speaking philosophically from a rational point. The cultural fabric feeds and protects the spirit of people. We are influenced mostly by the cultural atmosphere in the Great Revolution. The people first had to attack the cultural diseases, drugs, antisocial behavior, crime, prevention, etc. So Quran Surah 44, Ayat 54, The more attractive woman is the one with big eyes, a woman that's not deceitful. Wide-eyed means openness, clear conscience. The woman is symbolic of society. Society that hides the inner nature is a bad society, distrustful, but a society that opens with the members of that society is an honorable, trustworthy society. The Quran, Surah 45, Ayah 3, signs in the heavens and the earth. So the world itself is evolving from a crude state to its full development, and then we have the world of knowledge, the world of culture, that are bright from crude state to the fullest development of our Lord of all the worlds. So if there is any culture that has risen up and became a mature culture, a full, healthy, sound culture, who did it? It wasn't Plato. It wasn't Aristotle. It wasn't any of those people. It was Allah who did it, because they couldn't get there unless they got it by the way that Allah intended for his creatures to get it. And he intended for his creatures to get it from his signs. He has put signs in all of his creation. And he has intended that they get it from his signs. And if you have gotten anything from his signs, then he gave it to you. Man had nothing until he read the signs of God. Is that right? He had to read the signs of God before he could get anything. If he can boast of having mathematical knowledge, how did he get it? Didn't you get it the same way that any other mathematician had to get it? Or somebody taught it to you? And if you go back and see how he got it, and how he got it, finally, we'll find a way the first one got it. And he got it from reading the signs of Allah, the Creator, not the baby born in Bethlehem a long, long time before that. The Quran, Surah 45, Ayat 1 to 4, signs in the universe instructing you. So man in the universe, the focus is on human life, man in the universe, human mind in the universe. That is what we mean by man. Man, if you look it up in the dictionary, it is plural. It means male and female, not just male. So when we say man in the focus that we have, religious God's revelation, and we are talking about the plural body that is male and female, so mind and the universe was made for each other. So man and the universe, that is what we are talking about. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the universe for the mind of the human being to engage. And in turn, as we seek to know what the universe says to our human mind, we get something to put or add to our perception of the universe and the thing inside the universe. So this engagement is like the universe is alive too. The universe is communicating to our mind, and our mind is communicating to the concept that we see, and the concept is growing. The universe is communicating to our mind, and our mind is communicating to the concept that we see, and the concept is growing. The universe is changing. It is not just growing. It is becoming a living thing with so many beautiful natures and beautiful identities that we never saw before because of our intelligence discovering these things. So it is an interaction. And then we take that knowledge and apply it to circumstances down here in the neighborhood. And that knowledge grows the life of the neighborhood. It makes the community more beautiful, more intelligent, and more productive. So this is what we want. And this is what we're going to have. So this is where we are. I'm going to dwell on human identity, identify much and for so long, you are going to think that the human identity is the Quran. The Quran Surah 45, Ayah 3-4, time in the heavens, earth, and yourself. Whatever is in the earth, I made it for you. To take it and utilize it, make good use of it. It was God that did that. God sent the man's mind looking up into the heavens for things that he could bring back down here and use. It was going that sent. It was God that sent him into the seas to discover what is in the sea that could be brought back home into society for use. God sent him into the earth digging for treasures to see if he could discover something of use. It was God who said, up there, I have placed utilities for you, useful things for you. And down here, I have put deposited useful things for you. And he said it even in yourself. I have deposited useful things for you. And that's what science is, the science also of the human person, human autonomy, human psychology, human biology, blood, everything, eyes, not a part of the human being that the science is not built upon. Hair, everything, reparation, breathing, everything. Who turned him on to that? You can't find any knowledge prior to the revelation telling man that in the heavens I have deposited useful things for your mind, for you to utilize. Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said the whole of creation is a field for research and study. That's what Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, taught. And he was just echoing what was put in the scripture before, or what had been revealed to him in the Quran from his Lord, our God, our Lord. The Quran Surah 45, Ayah 3-6, signs in the heavens in yourself. Deuteronomy 6:13, fear the Lord thy God. So come home with it, God says. In the heavens, there are signs, and in the earth, there are signs. And as well as yourself, there are signs, right? Messengers. That is what sign means. That is what it is saying, that God speaks to his material world, creation, not only through that, but he speaks through the material creation. And that is the original religion of man, a belief that there was a God over him, that he is accountable to, and that God communicates through his creation or through the material reality all about him. And they say in religion what? The beginning of faith or the beginning of obedience is fear. You have to fear the Lord. The commandment came in the Old Testament. Fear the Lord God. Isn't that what it says? And it says also that your first teacher, I believe that the way it is put, the way I remember it may be, I translated for myself, I can recall now, it has been so long since I read the poison. It has been so long since I read that primitive religion. That's what I recall, fear being your first teacher. So the original religion of man is a religion given to man by the Creator himself before revelation came. Before he revealed to man, he had already created man with a spirit and a soul and a human makeup that recognized that there was a superior over him, and that that superior communicated to him. And in that baby state of religion, or in that primitive, for want of a better word, he was innocent. He was not guilty. He was not a liar, not a deceiver. No. He was an innocent person. His religion was innocent. His religion was pure. His religion respected the order of the world, the nature, the natural order created by God. His religion respected that. Man in the extension of creation. Right now, we can study the history of the Indians in America, the so-called Native Americans, and you will find in their religion a lot of respect for the material world. So they are living proof that man in his early development as a religious person has strong attachments to the physical and natural world. Mother Earth, we may say, and the environment beyond, and this is Al-Islam. We must see God as creator and understand our existence as an extension of creation. God created an existence as extension of creation that should not disagree with the God-given design and purpose for creation. So the world that God created is expressive. Okay, how expressive is it? I'm holding you too long here. Project time. The Quran, Surah 45, Ayah 3-4, signs in the heavens in yourself. Go to the picture. Is on the intellect before the mind can cultivate, free, digest the world. So you know that's what God created the human mind to do, digest the whole world. Now you can't understand what I'm talking about. When I say digest, there is a little publication out there, been out a long time, very excellent one, Reader's Digest. Yes, aided the human brain, human intellect, to digest the whole world. So the whole world of matter creating things. So that's why in the Quran it says that in the heavens you will find signs, ayat, and in the earth signs, ayat, and also in yourself, or in what between heaven and earth, ayat. So ayat verses in Quran. Now what is ayat? It is a verse in the Quran. Ayat, the word is in print, that's what it is. Ayat is one ayat, many verses. So what is God saying? Using the same term exactly, not a different one, some term that he uses to identify this writing, print in this book. He used to tell you what you should be perceiving when you're looking at the external world and yourself. As a matter, you're looking at ayat. Now, if I want to read this ayat, it's from God. These are from God, directly from God. So I want to read this because they came from God. Then God tells me everything you says out there is ayat. Now, the sun came directly from God, too, before the revelation did, and the moon, and all of the stars. Then the wind and the storm, the water, everything, life, death, all created by God, as well as my own self that made those people scientific. The revelation came to them like this. It made them scientific. It directed them to study the order of the sky and the earth and all life, including their own selves, and extract from the ilma, the science, and the knowledge, the rahma, and the mercy that God wants to extend to his human creatures by way of enlightenment. We are going to round this up now. Yeah, it's almost four, so everything is all right. So we want to know our own self. Know your own self. Isn't that what the Nation of Islam came to tell us? Get a knowledge of yourself, knowing that if you keep pursuing a knowledge of ourselves, eventually, we will come to realize that no, we are not no gods. We can't do a marvelous creation like this. We can't do a marvelous creation like this. We are no gods. Now let me say something, brother. You have never got the sister to believe that you are God. Because I know we are far enough away from the problem days to tell them that now. They can take it now. Never got the sister to believe you were God. So I know my mother. I know my mother. She believed her teacher, Mr. Farad, was God, but she did not believe anybody else was God, not even her husband. No, indeed. And she would let him know, too. If he came down on her like a God, she would let him know, you ain't my God now, honey. You ain't my God now. Just a minute, honey. You ain't my God. Remember what the Savior said? Oh, boy, I'm telling you, it's something. It's a marvelous experience we have lived. I wouldn't exchange it for the world. No, Allahu Akbar. God is my witness. I often thank him for not letting me be born in Africa. I thank him for not letting me be born in Saudi Arabia. I thank him for not letting me be born in Pakistan, Egypt, Iran, or any of those places. I thank him for not letting me be born in the church or in the synagogue. Or I thank him for letting me be born Wallace D. Mahmoud. Transpated strugglers, transparency, struggling to see essence. So what is the new expression now in higher intellectual circles, especially of the God-fearing people, God-fearing educated people? They're an expression, transparency, and an expression that says what we are striving for is transparency, to get rid of the physical picture and see the true essence, striving for its transparency. Man in the image of God, transparency is true self. Genesis 1:26-27. God created man in his image. Not only does Revelation has body, gross body, and transparency, but also human person. You have gross body and transparency, and your transparency is the true you, not your gross body. So I mentioned my photo. They have my photo, but they don't have a picture of me. The true picture of me is to know me in my spirit, in my mind, and in my actions. The true picture of me, and that's transparency. It's invisible. So when God says he made us in his image, it means that your true picture is not concrete. It's not physical. Your true picture is invisible, transparent. And he has given to us of his attributes, like he's merciful. He has made us to be merciful, created us to be merciful. Like he's generous, he has created us to be generous. Like he's holy and does not accept corruption. He has made us to want holiness and to reject corruption. He has given us of his own attributes, his intelligence, and all intelligence, and he has made us intelligent, and to be intelligent. He self-seen God. This is the truth. And if you have seen yourself, you have seen your Lord, because your Lord is the one that made you that way. The Quran, Surah 45, Ayah 3-4, signs in the sky, earth, and yourself. The Quran, Surah 30, don't make changes on the nature made by God. John 10:10, nature is sacred. Quran was revealed so man could get nature's blessing. So what I am saying is, if it is done, nature is okay. But if it is not already done by nature, there is not an example in nature for it, then it is not okay. For us, nature is as sacred. God has not put a blessing in anything other than he has put in nature. And he only revealed the Quran to help man go to the nature in a better, in a more productive way. And that is what the Bible says, that you may have life and have it abundantly, and that you may have it and you may have an increase. And God in the Quran, he gives you increase. And the prayers is for increase. So Quranic Arabic, Zatamin Ilman, that is increase. Me in knowledge. Because of God's revelation, we get a great abundance or a great increase in all things that is good. But nature is where it is. He directs us to the nature. That is where it comes from. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m., inshallah. It only means that it pleased God. Before we go this evening, we want to ask you to join Amina Bey and her family, ask that you join and support my cousin, Tamina Nathari, McCleary. We continue to pray for her recovery, and we thank you in advance for your generous donations, lunchgood.com. We need assistance for home modification and accessibility. Thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.